Harper Audio presents Low Country by Ann River Siddons, performed by Deborah Monk. "I think I'll go over to the island for a few days," I said to my husband at breakfast, and then when he did not respond, I said, "The light's beautiful. It can't last. I hate to waste it. We won't get this pure gold again until this time next year." Clay smiled, but he did not put down his newspaper, and he did not speak. The smile made my stomach dip and rise again as it has for the past 25 years. Clay's smile is wonderful, slow and unstinting and a bit crooked. "An armadillo approaching you from behind," I said. "It's so close I can see the froth. It's not a pretty sight." "I heard you," he said. "You want to go over to the island because the light's good. It can't last." I waited, but he did not speak again or raise his eyes. "So," I said, "is that okay with you?" This time he did look up. "Why do you ask? You don't need my permission to go over to the island. When did I ever stop you?" I knew that he did not like me to go over to the island alone for a number of reasons that we had discussed and one that we had not yet. The island is wild and largely undeveloped now, except for a tiny settlement on this southwestern tip, and there are wild animals living on it that are hostile to humans. It's home to a formidable colony of alligators and a handful of wild boar. Even the band of sullen wild ponies that have lived there since time out of mind are not the amiable toys they seem. A small child from the settlement was badly kicked last year when it got too close to a mare nursing her foal. Clay knows that I have been handling myself easily and well on the island since I was a child, but he mistrusts what he calls my impetuosity more than he trusts my experience and exemplary safety record. Then there is the settlement itself. Day clear. That beautiful word is gullah, a part of the strange and lyrical amalgam of West African and colonial English once spoken only by a handful of gullah blacks still living in the pockets of the South Carolina Lowcountry. They are the descendants of the slaves brought here by the first white settlers of those archipelagos and marshes, and some of the elders still speak the old patois among themselves. I know that day clear means dawn. I have not been to the settlement for many years, but when I think of it, I feel nothing but a nostalgic sense of safety and benevolence. Day clear has never given me anything but nurturing and love. Clay fears it, though. He's never said so, but I know he does. "There's nothing there that can hurt me, nobody who would," I have said to him. "They're just poor old women and babies and children." "You don't know who's back in there," he said. "You don't see who comes and goes. Anybody could come across. I don't like it when you go, Carol. But you know that." I did know, and I do. But he does not forbid me to go on the island. For one thing, Clay is not a forbidder. He would find it distressful, unseemly to forbid his wife anything. For another thing, I own most of the island, and if there's anything Clay respects, it is the right of eminent domain. But the main reason he does not want me on the island alone is that he is afraid that I will drink there. I do drink sometimes, though by no means often, but when I do, I tend to do it rather excessively. The consequences are not heinous, I don't think, but we do not talk about it. To name a demon is to make it yours. Clay does not wish to own this particular demon, and I do not wish yet to give it up. So Clay goes on, hating and dreading my trips to the island, but refusing to discuss them, and I go on going. I looked away from him and out the French windows to the lawn and the seawall and the beach and the sea beyond. When Clay first began to develop Peacock's Island as a resort and permanent home community, he decided that we must certainly live there if anyone else could be hoped to, and so he chose the best lot on the island, and he had this house built for us. I have to admit that it is a lovely house and an even lovelier situation. Our son Carter was only a year old when we came to the island. Kylie was born here. They were children of the sea and beach and marshes. It was to them a known world, taken entirely for granted. It was to me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?